December 25, 1931. Desire of Jesus for the company of the creature. Extreme need of little baby Jesus to be loved with divine love by his celestial mother. I feel myself as though being inundated by the sea of light of the divine will. Oh, how I would really like to be the tiny little fish in this sea, in such a way as to see nothing but light, and touch, breathe, live of light. Oh, how happy I would be to hear, said to me, that I am the daughter of the celestial Father. But while I was thinking of this and other things, my dear life, the sweet and sovereign Jesus, visiting my little soul, made himself seen with seas of interminable light coming out from within his adorable person. And from within this light came out souls that populated the earth and all heaven. And Jesus, calling me, told me, my daughter, come into this light, I want you here. The virtue of my light, its motionless fount of life, does nothing other than unleash souls, that is, life of creatures from within its womb of light. Its power is so great that, as it moves, it emits souls. And I want my beloved together with me, in the womb of my light, that is, of my will. As souls are formed and emitted outside, I do not want to be alone, but I want your company, that you may recognize the great portent of the creation of souls, our excessive love. And since I want you in my will, I want to deposit them in you, entrust them to you, not leaving them alone while they journey as pilgrims through the earth, but having someone together with me who would protect them and defend them for me. Oh! How sweet is the company of one who takes care of the lives that come out of me. This is so pleasing to me, that I make one who lives in my will the depository of the creation of souls, the channel by which I let them come out to the light, and the channel to let them re-enter into the celestial fatherland. Everything do I want to give to one who wants to live in my fiat. Their company is necessary to my love, to my outpourings, and to my works, for they want to be recognized. To act and not to be recognized, they are like works that cannot boast triumph, nor sing victory and glory. Therefore, do not deny me your company. You would deny your Jesus an outpouring of love, and my works would lack the courage and the appreciation of the creature, and would remain like isolated works. And my love, constrained, would turn into justice. After this, I was thinking about the birth of little baby Jesus, especially in the act when he came out of the maternal womb. And the celestial infant told me, dearest daughter, you must know that as soon as I unleashed myself from the womb of my mama, I felt the need of a divine love and affection. I left my celestial father and the Empyrean, loving each other with love fully divine. Everything was divine among the divine person's affections, sanctity, power, and so forth. Now, I did not want to change ways in coming upon earth. My divine will prepared for me the divine mother, in a way that I had divine father in heaven, and divine mother on earth. And as soon as I came out of the maternal womb, feeling the extreme need of these divine affections, I ran into the arms of my mama to receive, as the first food, first breath, first act of life for my tiny humanity, her divine love. And she unleashed the seas of divine love that my fiat had formed in her, and she loved me with divine love, as my father loved me in heaven. And oh, how happy I was, I found my paradise in the love of my mama. Now, you know that true love never says enough. If it could say enough, it would lose the nature of the true divine love. And therefore, even from the arms of my mother, while I was taking the food, the breath, the love, the paradise that she gave me, my love extended, made itself immense, embraced the centuries it searched, ran, called, raved, for it wanted the divine daughters. And my will, to calm my love, presented to me the divine daughters whom it would form for me in the course of the centuries. And I looked at them, I embraced them, I loved them, and I received the breath of their divine affections. And I saw that the divine queen would not remain alone, but would have the generation of my divine daughters in hers. My will knows how to change and give the transformation and form the noble grafting from human to divine. Therefore, when I see you operate in it, I feel, being given to me and repeated for me, the paradise that my mama gave me when she received me, a little baby, into her arms. Therefore, those who do and live in my divine will make arise and form the sweet and beautiful hope that its kingdom will come upon earth, and I will delight in the paradise of the creature that my fiat has formed in them. And while my mind continued to think about what Jesus had told me, with a more intense and tender love, he added, My good daughter, our love runs continuously toward the creature. Our loving motion that never ceases runs in the beating of the heart, in the thoughts of the mind, in the breathing of the lungs, in the blood that circulates. It runs, always runs, and vivifies, with our note and motion of love, the heartbeat, the thought, the breath, and it wants the encounter with the love palpitating, with the breath loving, with the thought that receives and gives us love. And while our love runs with unreachable rapidity, the love of the creature does not meet with ours, it remains behind, and does not follow the race of our love that runs without ever stopping. And as we see that we are not even followed while we continue to go around in the heartbeat, in the breath, in the whole being of the creature, delirious, we exclaim, Our love is not known, nor received, nor loved by the creature. And if she receives it, it is without knowing it. Oh! How hard it is to love and not to be loved. Yet, if our love did not run, their lives would cease in one instant. It would happen as to the clock, if there is the winding, it makes its tick, tick heard, and it marks the hours and the minutes in an admirable way, and it serves to maintain the order of the day, the public order. If the winding ceases, the tick, tick can no longer be heard, it is stopped, as though lifeless, and there can be many disorders because the clock is not moving. The winding of the creature is my love, such that, as this celestial winding runs, the heart palpitates, the blood circulates, the breath is formed. These can be called the hours, the minutes, the instants of the clock of the life of the creature. And in seeing that if I do not let the winding of my love run, they cannot live, and yet I am not loved back, my love continues its race, but with the attitude of dolorous and delirious love. Now, who will remove from us this sorrow, and will soothe our loving delirium? One who will have our divine will as life. Our will, as life, will form the winding in the heartbeat, in the breath, and so forth, of the creature. It will form the sweet encounter with our love, and our winding and theirs will proceed at the same rate. Our continuous tick will be followed by their tick, and our love will no longer be alone in running, but will have its race together with the creature. Therefore, I want nothing other than my will and the creature. Fiat.